In this bulletin, Labor supports calls for a royal commission into veteran deaths. Firefighters work to control fires burning in New South Wales. And in tennis, Ash Barty takes home the Newcombe medal for the third straight year. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Labor is supporting calls for a royal commission into high suicide rates amongst Australian veterans. It follows Labor leader Anthony Albanese meeting with the mother of a defence veteran who took his own life. Labor MP Luke Gosling is a former veteran himself and says a royal commission into deaths is well overdue. He says it's time the government steps up to ensure servicemen are supported even after they retire from duty.
For too long, people have felt like they haven't got a voice and they hasn't been enough action to address the many problems that our serving men and women have transitioning from defence back into society.
The Australian share market has opened sharply lower ahead of the Reserve Bank's decision and after a negative lead from overseas. The benchmark S&P and ASX 200 index opened down 1.44%, while the broader All Ordinaries was down by 1.40%. The Reserve Bank of Australia is expected to announce whether it will cut the cash rate this afternoon. Homes and properties have been destroyed by out-of-control bushfires near Batemans Bay on the New South Wales south coast. More than 1,750 firefighters have been deployed to battling over 100 fires burning across the state, with around 50 still uncontained. New South Wales Rural Fire Services Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is urging people to remain vigilant.
At the moment, we've got 120 fires effectively burning and spreading from the Queensland border right down along the Great Dividing Range all the way down to our Victorian border. So any one of the fires that we've got burning could present some challenges today, particularly given we've got those strong winds dominating again.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has addressed his Labor colleagues for the last time before summer break. In his final caucus rally, he urged his party and all citizens to not be the quiet Australians Mr. Morrison always talks about. Mr. Albanese says it's vital Australians speak up against the government and hold them to account when they do the wrong thing.
Scott Morrison talks about quiet Australians. What he really means is everyone should shut up and listen to him. That's what he means when he says quiet Australians. We won't be quiet. And Australians won't be quiet. It's not in our nature as a people. We're up front. We're bold. We talk about things. We put forward our view. It's the Australian way.
Parliament will break on Thursday evening and return in February 2020. A High Court appeal is set to decide whether native title holders can claim exclusive access to Australian beaches. The federal and Western Australian governments are challenging a federal court ruling which deemed a number of beaches and waterways north of Broome native title determinations. Traditional owners are opposing the appeal, with the case to be heard over 2 days beginning today. An initial federal court ruling in May 2018 included public access alongside native title holders, which traditional owners opposed, with their first appeal upheld in December. In tennis, world number one Ashley Barty has taken home the Newcombe medal for the third consecutive year. The medal recognises Australia's most outstanding tennis performer of the year, with Barty receiving it at tennis's Night of Nights in Melbourne. In accepting the accolade, Barty thanked her parents for their unconditional love and her first coach, Jim Joyce, for his guidance. The 23-year-old then congratulated all Australian players for their achievements.
First and foremost, I'm incredibly grateful and very humbled to be here tonight. This is not about individual athletes. This is a night about celebration for everyone involved in tennis and everyone that's a part of our tennis family. So I think congratulations to everyone else who's in this room. It takes a village. We are a big tennis family. I'm very humbled to be here tonight again.
Time to look at the weather for the rest of today. It's very hot in Perth, 39 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide and 21. Much the same for Melbourne, 19. Showers for Hobart, a chilly 15 degrees there in Canberra. Mostly sunny in 21. Smoke haze for Wollongong, sunny in 25. Much the same for Sydney, 28. Smoke haze as well for Newcastle in 29. Fine weather for Brisbane, 33. It's partly cloudy in Cairns, 34. And there's a possible storm and a shower or two for Darwin, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.